Am I speaking the truth or not?
Completely truthful.
How do you know?
I'm just speaking what the words coming from your mouth. Inspiration.
Prophet told Yoruba to love Yoruba's photography and his filmmaking so much. He told him to always carry his camera with him.
Actually, I put it down once in Prabhupada during kirtan, and Prabhupada called me over to the Vyasasan really close. I couldn't hear him, so I had to go right next to his mouth. And he said, never put down your camera. So I grabbed the camera and started jumping in kirtan and taking pictures.
They were moving pictures.
Double moving.
Did you see Vrindavan? Did you see Prabhupada in Vrindavan ever?
Yeah, I was with the first party that came back to Vrindavan in 1971. Actually, my wife, Vishaka Devi, and I were married in Vrindavan. And she was initiated in Vrindavan. I was initiated in Calcutta a month earlier, and Prabhupada brought us all to Vrindavan. That was after the first big Delhi Pandal program. Prabhupada's preaching in India was a genius. He organized these huge programs. First it was Cross Maidan in Mumbai. He called Radhanaswami out of the audience. We all know that story.
Why don't you tell it again?
Actually, Radhanaswami had come out of the Himalayas to get his visa in Mumbai. And coincidentally, it was the time of the huge Cross Maidan Pandal, where at least 20,000 people came every day. And Maharaj attended that Pandal, and Prabhupada, we don't know how Prabhupada saw him, because if you've seen pictures of that Pandal and the audience, it was huge. But apparently Maharaj was way in the back. And Prabhupada asked Gurudas to go get that Western boy. And he hardly looked Western because he had long matted locks. He looked like sadhu. Of course, he was a sadhu. He came out living in a cave in the Himalayas. And so Prabhupada called him up on stage. Gurudas went way in the back, got him, brought him on stage, and Prabhupada had him sit next to him. So Prabhupada knew the future. He knew who he was. And he knew who all of us were. I had a little bit of devotion when I came as a photographer. And I came to India to photograph Prabhupada and his movement. And Prabhupada asked me, are you going to become a devotee? I wanted to travel with the party. And I said, I don't think so. And then Prabhupada said, then you cannot stay. And that was shocking because that was my first night in India. But I got up the next morning and Prabhupada was very kind. He let me stay because he knew I had a little tiny attraction. Anyway.
What was Prabhupada like in Vrindavan?
Yes. Prabhupada took us on tour in Vrindavan. There's a film of that. I took the film. My father came to see me in India. He came to see us in Juhu, and we were living in what he saw as squalor. It was very, very, very rough, but very blissful, because Prabhupada was there. So we took films of Prabhupada bathing. You've probably seen that in Yamuna. Prabhupada goes in. He wasn't going to go in at first, but all his disciples went in, and then they were encouraging Prabhupada to come in, and he finally jumped in.
I saw one video, a film of Prabhupada walking down the Parikrama Marg in Vrindavan. Do you know anything about that film?
You know, there's a few films which place in the program.
Perhaps near Madan Mohan, or after. But Vrindavan was so different then. It was just, it was so filled with the trees, and the Parikrama actually had dust on it instead of pavement.
It was like this surroundings. Ramanreti was just a few ashrams, no cars, no horns.
The cows had horns.
Yes. Anyway, it's so wonderful to be here. All your blissful, smiling faces. Can we have a final kirtan?